Langestrasse. Langestrasse was first mentioned in official documents in 1274. This makes it one of Rostock's oldest streets. During the 1942 bombing attacks, the street was nearly completely destroyed. Immediately after the war, plans were made to rebuild the city as well as the street. On the 30th of January 1953, the foundation stone was laid here on Langestrasse. The closed architecture follows the example of Soviet socialist urban planning. The first houses were moved into in 1954. Even though the buildings are relatively recent, the entire street is under monument protection. The architects included brick Gothic elements, such as crow-step gables, blinds, rose windows, arcades, and a decorative frieze in the construction. Today, this street is the city centre's main arterial road. Before it was destroyed, Langestrasse was 16 meters wide. Today, it is 61 meters wide. In 1961, the tram lines were moved from the narrow Kröpelinerstrasse to the wider Langestrasse. This still left two lanes for use by passenger cars. Follow Langestrasse eastwards until you reach the traffic lights at the junction with Breitestrasse. Cross Langestrasse there, heading north towards the city harbour. Right next to the block of flats was a large crow-step gable. Schnickmannstrasse leads down to the harbour. Follow this road downwards. After a couple of steps, you will come to an old attic, the Witte attic. This building is also listed and is named after its former owner. Keep following the dotted line on your city map. You are just a couple of metres away from the next stop on our route, Wochrenterstrasse.